Last week in the snow at Moorhead, the Bemidji State Beavers brought the axe back to Bemidji with a 28-24 win over the Dragons. Head coach Brent Bolte said his team certainly made it interesting, though.
Felt like we came out really well, got up 14-0, and had some turnovers to get the offense, and they hit some big plays, so kind of started off really well. Junker got another interception, which was nice, and then we didn't convert a couple times inside the red zone. We missed a couple of field goals where, A, we got to score touchdowns in those scenarios, and then B, we had some negative plays that forced us into field goal situations and didn't get points. And then defensively, we played really well, except for like three, four, five plays where it was just like, well, we just gave them points. So felt like we kind of were in control of the game, but yet not in control of the game. But glad we were able to hang on at the end and bring the axe home.
Sophomore running back Jalen Fry had another huge day against the Dragons, 208 yards on 47 carries. He talks about what makes him successful.
Sometimes it's just instinct. Sometimes you go out there and you're in a zone and you just feel and kind of just know where to go. Sometimes it's that. But most of the time, my O-line's been playing great all year. And my guy Matt Gross, we call him Marty Party, he opens up a lot of holes. He just bangs down low in the trenches. And so when they go to work, I can just be patient, find holes, and then just take advantage of it.
The defense also had a big day in Moorhead. Senior linebacker Lucas Ruas talks about his big interception that snuffed out a drive in the second half.
It definitely helps with the pressure we got up front, because on that interception we had, he was about to get sacked and Feldhag was covering the receiver. So I was trying to get underneath because I knew he was going to throw a low pass, so Feldhag wouldn't pick it off, and I was just getting lucky and was able to get beneath him.
Now that the Beavers have brought the axe home, they have to focus on Minot State. Head coach Brent Bolte talks about the Beaver battle.
We kind of are who we are at this point. Is we're not going to change much. I don't think Minot's going to change much. It's week 11, and it's a fun game. For a personal note, Deckard Holmes, their coordinator out there, he all-conference quarterback for us. So the battle of the Beavers goes, or the Beaver bash goes a little bit deeper than just, us having the mascots the same. Really have a lot of respect for Mike, their head coach out there. He's done a really good job recruiting local talent, kind of doing things the right way. But our kids have had a good week. I think they know what's at stake, and we got to go out and play well. It's not going to be an easy trip. It's 5 hours. It's, North Dakota, no offense to the Nodak people, but it's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. It's just our kids got to lock in and go play.
Jalen Fry says Minot's not a team that you can overlook.
They're a better team this year than people are giving them credit for. We definitely can't sleep on them, especially because we're going on the road. But this is a game we got to handle. The seniors, it's their last game, and I'm going to send my boys out right. So I'm going to play my hardest. They're going to play their hardest. We should come out with a win. There's no reason we shouldn't.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And
head coach Brent Bolte discusses this group of seniors.
It's kind of a different cast of characters. You have guys that have been here for, Hoffman for 6 years, literally 6 years or five and a half. So they've all had different experiences with me, and that's the point that is fun with coaching. You get to know these kids outside of football. You get to meet their families. And so regardless if they've been here for a month or 2 months or 6 years, you get to know them on a real personal level. So I appreciate everything they've done. I think they've held the bar extremely high. We talk about standing on the shoulders of the people that are here before you, and you have to. You got to build the program, and hopefully the following years can build upon that. So I think they left a great foundation for the program itself, and hopefully we can do bigger and better things as we move forward off of what they've laid down for us.
Today it's the Beaver battle. Bemidji State has won 16 straight in the series and never lost in Minot. They look to continue those streaks today and send the seniors out with a big win in their final game. Bemidji State versus Minot State. It's next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings and